Stop 3. By the 1920s, the wheels of production at SF were spinning ever faster. They'd set up offices around the world: London, Paris, New York, Berlin, Amsterdam, Mexico City and Shanghai. Here at Film Staden in Solna, there could be as many as 400 people at work at any one time. And of course, they all had to have somewhere to eat. The celebrations marking Film City's inauguration on the 23rd of May 1920 were held in the main studio. But otherwise, most noteworthy occasions attended by prominent guests were celebrated in the staff dining room, or Backstugan, the cottage on the hill. This timbered building in the National Romantic style boasts traditional tarred wood panelling, small bar windows and rustic romantic details. Backstugan, which has weathered well over the years, was often used as a backdrop in many films, perhaps the most well-known one being Intermezzo in 1936, the film that paved the way for Ingrid Bergman's international career.
I don't want to make you jealous.
However, Backstugan served above all as a restaurant for those working at Film City. Sooner or later, they all made their way here, either to party or for lunch or dinner break. International megastars such as Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, Walt Disney, Gregory Peck, as well as those who worked here, Greta Garbo, Ingrid Bergman, film director Victor Sjöström, Max von Sydow, and just about all the other big names of Swedish film in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s and 60s. And of course, not forgetting all the anonymous workhorses, those dedicated film people who spent most of their days and often nights here. This is where they sat and chatted, raised their glasses, sang and ate. They all mingled here, whatever their rank or status. There was no fast lane or special VIP room for important guests. Although the star director, Maurits Stiller, was allowed to park his yellow sports car just outside, but he had to wait his turn, just like everyone else, and sit wherever there was room. There was one exception though, Ingmar Bergman, the only person to be afforded private dining facilities in Backstugan. After his many successes, he longed for peace and quiet, and so a separate room was built where he could eat in privacy.